Good morning. Welcome to the book pick time, or book pick time, no the, WAMC and the Roundtable. Always a pleasure to highlight an independent bookseller and find out great titles that are on their radar and perhaps should be on ours as well. It is time to meet Lily Bartels of the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York, who joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this summer season. Lily, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing your list. Where would you like to begin?
I'd like to start with a terrific book called The Ride of Her Life by Elizabeth Lepp.
All right.
This is a stunningly true story about a woman named Annie Wilkins, who in 1954 was a farmer in Maine. At the time, she was 63 years old. She was in ill health. Her doctor had given her 2 years to live. She had had a lifetime of hardship and hard work, and she had lost her family and her farm, which went to back taxes. She was broke, and she was told her only option was to be placed in a county nursing home. But Annie refused because she had a dream to see the Pacific Ocean before she died. She couldn't drive, so instead she bought a cast-off old racehorse that she named Tarzan. She loaded up a few possessions. She put on men's clothes. She took her little dog, whose name was Depeche-toi, which I did not know was a French idiom for hurry up. And she headed out to California without even so much as a map. Now, this was a woman who was born in the 19th century. She had a sixth grade education. She had little idea what to expect beyond the confines of her rural life. But she did have an unshakable belief that, from our more modern, jaded perspective, in retrospect, seems pretty naive. But she truly believed that the people she encountered along her way would treat her kindly. And she was also heading out into a country that was being rapidly transformed by the new highway system and the proliferation of automobiles. Nevertheless, between 54 and 56, Annie and her animal companions traveled through blizzards, they forded rivers, they climbed mountains, they rode along the shoulders of highways with cars zooming by them, and they covered more than 4,000 miles through big cities and small towns. And Annie had some close scrapes along the way, and those can make for some tense reading. But in fact, she did meet many ordinary people who indeed were kind to her, supportive, encouraging, and through those people, she was able to make her dream come true. One thing I loved about this book is that Elizabeth Lutz makes you feel like you're on this journey with Annie, like you're riding alongside of her. And she is a character that you just can't help but be loved, but love and be awed by her incredible tenacity.
Well, the name of the book is The Ride of Her Life by Elizabeth Lutz. Next up
is A True History of the United States by Daniel Scherson. Daniel Scherson is a combat vet of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he's a former history professor at West Point. And in this book, he challenges readers to think critically and to apply common sense to their understanding of our nation's past and present. The book grew out of a course that Daniel Scherson taught to cadets at West Point, which is his alma mater. And he explains in the book that he felt compelled to expose the cadets he taught to the historical myths and flaws, and not only the virtues and triumphs of the country that they might very well die for. He said it would have felt obscene to him not to give them the complete history of America. So the facts that Scherson presents really do very robustly challenge the standard narrative of U.S. history as most of us are taught it. And the way he contextualizes these facts and analyzes them, you know, he brings a lot of intellectual honesty to it. And this overview spans hundreds of years from pre-Revolutionary War era up to the most recent administrations, with the goal of putting back into the historical record elements that have often been ignored or whitewashed by other historians, racism, injustices, lies, crimes, those not shiny, pretty things. This is a very readable book. It's eye-opening. It's certainly thought-provoking. For anyone wanting a solid and more complete understanding of our shared history, this is a great book to have.
A True History of the United States. Next up.
I had not planned to read this book. As you can imagine, my Read Me Next book pile is about, 4 feet high. But a sales rep of mine sent me a copy of this novel, Learning to Talk to Plants, by Marie Oriol, translated from the Catalan by Marisa Letham, and said, please read this. So, I cleared my reading schedule, and I read this book, and I'm so glad I did, because it is a beautifully written novel about complex grief and a woman's attempt to rebuild her life after the sudden death of her longtime partner. The woman's name is Paula. She's a 40-year-old neonatal pediatrician in a hospital in Barcelona, where, of course, she's living. And her partner, Mauro, has died in a cycling accident. But the reality that she can't bring herself to share with anyone, and that compounds her loss and complicates her grief, is the crucial twist that just hours before Mauro died, he told her that he was leaving her for another woman. So she guards this secret, and she plows on with her job and with, trying to maintain the outline of the old life that she shared with him. And, as the weeks pass and time goes by, Paula slowly begins to remember how to live while she tries to navigate her new reality. She throws herself into her work, which she loves, and she has a love affair with a man she had met previously. She also grows closer to her father, who raised her by himself after the death of his wife when Paula was a child. But of course, she's haunted by thoughts of Mauro, and she's tormented by the question of why he sought love elsewhere and who was this woman he was leaving her for. I have to tell you, I was captivated by Maria Oriol's beautiful prose. There were sentences and even whole passages that I lingered over just to savor them. You're very much immersed in Paula's intimate thoughts, which fluctuate between her struggle in the present and her memories of her past. And I would say that this is a small but rich and profound story, and I would strongly recommend it for anyone who loves beautiful writing and a very introspective, revealing story.
The new novel is Learning to Talk to Plants, and again, just a reminder, we'll have this complete list on our website and also find out information on how you can get a hold of the list through the Open Door Bookstore as well. So, next book.
Next up, I have Into the Deep, by Robert D. Ballard and Christopher Drew. So most of us know Bob Ballard for his discovery of the wreck of the Titanic, but he has accomplished so much more than that, which, I did not really understand the full scope of, with his countless underwater expeditions and many remarkable scientific discoveries. All of which he accomplished often in the face of really major, significant obstacles. Not only has he lived an amazing life, but as it turns out, he's a wonderful storyteller. And this new memoir of his it's just fascinating. And it actually turns out to be a terrific page turner. I didn't know, for instance, that Ballard also found the USS Yorktown. He found the German battleship Bismarck. He found JFK's PT-109. He developed robots that can roam the ocean floor. And I'm barely scratching the surface of what he has achieved in his lifetime. But he tells about all of his accomplishments in detail. He explains how he did what he did. He explains, what challenges he did face and how he was able to get past them to do these things that he was just determined that he was going to do. This is also the first time that he's delved into his personal life. And so he talks about the loss of his 20-year-old son and his discovery at 72, after reading a book on dyslexia, that he is dyslexic, which he says, and this is his quote, finally explained me to me. And now he actually sees the dyslexia as a gift that's actually shaped his life and all of his work that he's done. He says he has more exploring to do, including his continuing quest to find out what happened to Amelia Earhart. And we know her plane disappeared over the Pacific in 1937, I think. I hope I am around if he's able to solve that, because that's always intrigued me. I would say this is a mesmerizing read, and it's full of danger, full of suspense, and so much discovery. So anyone who enjoys adventure or oceanography, underwater archaeology, science, or just a great memoir, you will really relish this book.
It is Into the Deep by Robert Ballard and Christopher Drew. Sounds fascinating. All right. Finally,
Iron Sharpens Iron by Herb Turns. This is a wonderful debut novel from a local author, Herb Turns, who lives here in Schenectady, where our store is. And he may be familiar to listeners from the Outdoors column that he writes for the Albany Times Union. The story that he tells is set in Lake Placid, where the main character, Colden McIntyre, has sort of come to a reckoning point in his life, and he wants to do something significant and powerful to grapple with the heavy baggage in his past and move beyond it with a clean slate. And he decides that the way he's going to do this is to win the Adirondack Ironman Long Distance Triathlon, which is a very difficult race that's typically won by elite racers from around the world. Turns has talked in interviews about the concept of phronoia, a term utterly alien to me, but which I discovered is essentially the opposite of paranoia, so that you don't believe people are conspiring against you. You believe that people will come together to help you, which is really what Turns portrays in how the local community comes together to help Colden achieve this goal. And I have to say, the characters of the friends who support and encourage him as he prepares and he trains are just so well drawn. They're multidimensional. They're really believable. And you don't want to let go of them, honestly, when the book is over. And the drama of the story is truly compelling. So I say that Iron Sharpens Iron, this is not just a sports story. I feel like at its heart, it's just an excellent read about locating the best in yourself and bringing your best effort to manifesting that. I have to tell you, this book has been a bestseller at our store, and we are really excited to be hosting Herb Turns for an author signing at the Open Door this Saturday from 1 to 2:30 p.m. So come on in.
Excellent. It's Iron Sharpens Iron by Herb Turns, with the upcoming event. You can find out more information about that by going to opendoor-bookstore.com. Anything else you'd like to leave us with this morning, Lily Bartels?
I think that's it, Joe, except that, you know, this is the time of year when people want to stock up on their summer reading, their beach reading, reading in your backyard, reading anywhere in this beautiful summer, now that we're all outdoors and feeling like we're coming back to life. So we have so many great suggestions for you. If you stop in or give us a call, we can make sure that you're well-equipped for reading for the summer.
Wonderful. Well, for more information on the Open Door Bookstore in Schenectady, New York, you can find them online at opendoor-bookstore.com. You can find Lily's list and all of our book picks lists and other interviews online at wamc.org/roundtable. Lily Bartels, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Great to be here, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.